Welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode number 19, Attack of the Khans. Welcome to Yakko Yaks. I am your host, Jeremy, and sorry there wasn't a show last week. Life has just been incredibly busy trying to get my wife and kid ready to go on a trip that they're on right now, and I didn't have spare time to pump one of these out. So this is going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to have the normal segments I normally have in the show. I'm really
excuse me.
This week I'm going to talk about a couple conventions. The first will be BotCon, because this is the last BotCon this weekend, and I wanted to talk a little bit about my BotCon memories. And then last night I went to Wizard World Madison, and I have some thoughts about that con. So with that, I think I will start talking about BotCon. I'm sure everyone that listens to this is probably aware, but BotCon is the major Transformers convention every year. It was started in 94, and since then it's been both official and unofficial. In 2003 and 2004, there was another convention called OTFCC, the Official Transformers Collectors Convention, that had the license, and then the current company that runs it, Fun Publications, got the license after that other group folded. And they are losing the license after this calendar year. So supposedly this is the last BotCon. I wanted to talk a little bit about my first BotCon. And my first BotCon was in 2004. It was the 10th anniversary. And it was the first time I had been on a trip like that by myself. I was probably 25, 26 at the time. I had been on trips kind of by myself before. I went to Comdex in 2000, but that was a work trip, and there I wasn't really on my own. I had my boss and some coworkers there with me. This time, it was just me. I was, you know, flying to California, renting a car by myself, braving LA traffic, which I'd heard nightmares about. Thankfully, GPSs were just becoming a thing, and my rental car, I made sure I had one. So the traffic really wasn't all that bad. I was fine with that. And I also wasn't truly on my own. I was staying with my friend Chad, who I had met in Icon Hub online. And you know, I was going to this event where I was meeting a bunch of other people that I had known online. But, you know, it was a big trip for me at the time. So when I got there, I met Chad at his office so I could get my key and get his key and then drop off my stuff at his place. And then while he still had to work the rest of the day, I went and checked out the area. He worked near Santa Monica, California. So I went to the beach. I didn't swim or anything. I just checked it out, the Santa Monica Pier, just, you know, places around there. I mean, it's beautiful. For someone that has always grown up pretty much landlocked, I'd been to the Gulf of Mexico before. I'd been to even the East Coast a couple times, but never California. And it was just, you know, it was awesome experience seeing all that. I took a bunch of pictures, and I hate that I can't find any picture from that trip except for a couple that were taken at the con, and I need to dig through some old hard drives and CDs and see if I can find some of those, because my wife and I went to California a few years ago, and we went to the Santa Monica Pier, and I'd like to try to see if, you know, I had some pictures from the same or relatively same place. Just thought that would be a neat thing to compare. But anyway, after Chad got off work, we got to go, and we actually fulfilled a lifelong dream of mine, and we went to a game at Dodger Stadium. I've been a Dodger fan all my life, probably since sixth or seventh grade, actually. But I have no idea what exactly caused me to be a Dodger fan. Growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, most people were either Braves fans or Cardinal fans. And here I was just kind of on my own being a Dodger fan. But they're currently undefeated in games I've seen at Dodger Stadium, which I've seen three games there now. Unfortunately, their record isn't quite as good as games that I've seen them in other ballparks. But, you know, what can you do? But so that was fun. And then we actually got into BotCon itself. It was fun, but I was very overwhelmed. Just the whole experience. Seeing so many people that are into Transformers in person, it was just completely new to me. I had never been to any convention at all before that. So I got to see a bunch of people that I had known online. I didn't actually have a lot of money to spend. I had a little bit, but I was on a fairly tight budget. But I loved all the panels. I got to see, you know, voice actors like Dan Gilvezan, of course, Peter Cullen, who was the headliner, the voice director, Wally Burr, for the original series, Flint Dilley, who was a writer and editor on the original series. They had people from Dreamwave Comics, which was a big thing at the time. It was probably, I think, a couple years before that all kind of fizzled out and Dreamwave kind of went, you know, they collapsed. But it just, I love the panels. I loved the dealer room. I loved spending time to people or with people. I love spending time with people that I had only interacted with in a text form before that, you know, online. And these days it's a lot different because you can Skype with people if you want. I mean, you have all these YouTube reviewers. You have more of an interaction with people now where you can talk with them, hangouts or whatever. Back then, it was pretty much just message boards, chats, stuff like that. I've been able to see a few of these people at other conventions, but it was just such an experience seeing them for the first time. I mean, we went out to dinner and, you know, lunch and stuff, and just, you know, sitting around talking. It was great. And I hate that I'm not able to go to BotCon this weekend. I mean, it's drivable, but with everything going on with like my wife and son being on a trip, and it's not feasible. And I am going to be going to TFCon in October, which I'm looking forward to. And I'm thinking of TFCon, at least right now, as the spiritual successor, because it has a lot of that same community feel that BotCon had, at least the early BotCons had. It's huge now. So, if you've never been to a convention, you know, I can't suggest it more highly. And I mean, now that BotCon is ending, I mean, Hasbro has announced they have plans for something. Previously they have announced that they have registered the name Cybertron Con. They haven't gone into exactly what it is. People are speculating it's going to be something like Star Wars Celebration, which I'm not quite sure what all that entails. Currently, the name BotCon is trademarked by Fun Publications. But, you know, they acquired the name from John and Carl Hartman, who came up with BotCon. So my crazy theory is Hasbro is going to keep doing BotCon, and they're going to acquire the name from Fun Publications. And Cybertron Con is either just a placeholder name, or it is going to be a celebration type event, but they're going to also have BotCon that would cater to the more hardcore fans. And I mean, we'll see if that's just a crazy theory, but I hate to see, you know, the name go away. But like I said, TFCon really is the spiritual successor to BotCon in many ways. Unfortunately, it will never be the official convention because it caters so much to fans that love like the third-party Transformers, which are not made by Hasbro. So that will never be something that has row endorsers at all. But it's a great time. It's relatively inexpensive. I mean, obviously the prices go up depending on what you want to do. The Canadian version of TFCon is going to be in July. And I believe, I mean, the ticket to get in, I can't remember what it is. It's usually around $50 or so for the weekend. That's super affordable compared to other conventions. And I'll get into that a little bit. I'll get into that in a little bit. But then they have Frank Welker coming this year, who was the voice of Megatron and pretty much any animal noise you've ever heard on any cartoon, maybe even some live action things. Probably Frank Welker. The package they have to meet him and get autographs and pictures and all that is $175 on top of the $50. So obviously, depending on what you're going to do, it can get outside of the range of being affordable, but just to be there, hang out, and maybe buy a few toys, get a few, autographs, meet artists and writers and, you know, people that are creating things in the fandom, it's a great thing. I mean, and even if it's not Transformers, a couple of years ago at TFCon, the same hotel was also having a Supernatural convention for the TV show Supernatural. And that was huge. I didn't think that it had a big following, but there are these niche conventions for, for all of these things. I think My Little Pony has conventions. G.I. Joe has a convention, but I mean, obviously that is also going away with the whole Fun Publications thing. But I mean, I'm kind of rambling at this point, but I wanted to share those memories of my first BotCon. And now I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about Wizard World. And like I said before, you know, TFCon's around $50. My one-day ticket for Friday at Wizard World was right around $45, which that is insane. It might not have been worth it. I mean, I was willing to spend it because the Saturday ticket was much more expensive. The Sunday ticket was much more expensive. And I wasn't going to do the whole weekend because I have other stuff I need to do. And really, I just wanted to check it out. Now I want to talk a little bit about Wizard World. I had originally planned on recording, well, I did record some stuff in my car, but just playing it back, the audio was horrible. So I'm just going to give my thoughts after the fact now. Going in, I didn't know exactly what to expect. I had been to similar types of conventions before. When I was in Pittsburgh, there's a convention there called Steel City Con, and I've been to that a few times, and it's a general pop culture toy comic show. They bring in, you know, like actors from sci-fi shows or just really any show that would have a popular audience. They bring in wrestlers. They bring in artists like Neil Adams was there. He's there at least once a year. I mean, they run these like four times a year. So I've seen Neil Adams there. They have things like the Batmobile and DeLorean from Back to the Future, stuff like that. Stormtroopers from the 501st usually show up, and you know, things like that are at those shows. So I was kind of expecting Wizard World to be about the same. And for the most part, it was. On Friday night, unfortunately, there were no, none of the actors or, you know, those big names. That's all Saturday and Sunday. But that's fine because I wasn't really going to meet with them anyway. I mean, they had Brett Dalton from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They had WWE's Paige. I mean, people that, if it didn't cost an arm and a leg to meet, I might be interested in meeting them, but I'm also cheap. So, I mean, I had, as is kind of normal with me and most people, I had a limited budget to spend. And so I walked around. I got there probably around 4:30-ish. And I left and was back home probably around 8:30 or 9. So a good 4 hours there. And when I was looking through what else was going on, I saw they had some panels. And one of them was a podcast recording for the Con Smash podcast, which is something that I believe Wizard World actually owns and runs. the host said that they worked for Wizard World, and they go along, you know, with the convention as it goes from city to city. At least that's what I understood. So I sat in on that because I've never actually sat in on a live podcast recording except for podcasts that I am personally recording. So that was interesting. It was a lot of fun, actually. They talked about, it's a general geek show. So they talked about like the Walking Dead finale, which I've never seen the Walking Dead. So the spoilers didn't really bother me. They talked about Man of Steel, and just some other things. It was fun. Like, talk to the host a little bit after and give him my transmissions card. Before and after that, I was just walking around looking. I was looking at the things I was actually looking for were, I'm trying to complete my G1 Marvel Transformers comics collection. Actually, G1 and G2. So just all the Marvel Transformers books I eventually want to have. I have a long way to go. Very, very long way to go. But I picked up three Marvel books. One was actually a G.I. Joe where I think there was like four or five issues of the G.I. Joe comic that led into the Transformers G2. So I got one of those and then two other G1 books. I also got a stack of comics, probably 3 to 4 inches tall, for $5. This was actually at the booth that my comic book store had. The cover of it was a IDW Transformers book that had some really kick-ass Livio Ramondelli art that was just his pencils, and I love his pencil work. I mean, his colored work, a lot of people have issues with, but I mean, if you've ever seen just his black and white pencils, they're amazing. So I got it on that alone, but there was also another Transformers book in there, and then just the rest was just mostly IDW books, and it's just they were trying to get rid of stock. So I thought that was cool. I really, really, really tried to get a toy. Daryl, I really tried to get a toy. Unfortunately, they were either stuff that I wasn't interested in, like the Transformers movies toys, not interested in at all, or there was a booth that sold all these old toys, some of them in boxes, at insane prices. I mean, we're talking a G1 Soundwave in box. I could see one tape visible. It was loose. It had obviously been opened because the tape was actually on top of the styrofoam rather than in the little insert. The box was beat to hell. $220. That is insane. I don't care that it's a G1 toy. I've gone on eBay and just looked at sold listings for this guy. You can get a complete version with the box in good condition with 6 tapes recently sold for $379.85. Okay. That box looks immaculate on this particular auction, which this one didn't. The tape is where the tape should be. Soundwave is where Soundwave should be. And he's including a total of 6 tapes. Okay, you're probably going to have to pay something like that for this. Going and looking at other auctions where the box is kind of beat up, but it is still in better condition than what I saw, it was about $84. I wouldn't have paid more than probably $85 to $90 for... I wouldn't have paid more than $85 to $100 or so for the one I saw. But, I mean, it's crazy. He had, like, a loose hound for, I don't know, like, I think $50, $60. It just... His prices were there. So, a casual fan that was just at Wizard World to be at Wizard World because it was something to do... And there's like, oh, I remember Transformers. Oh, wow, this one's from my childhood. It must be worth what this guy's asking. People like that drive me nuts. But then walking around again, I did see there were a couple toys that I actually almost bought. This booth had Combiner Wars, Thundercracker, and Starscream. Thundercracker was $60. Starscream was $50. At that point of the night, I was only down to about $40, $45 in cash. And... It didn't seem like they were going to make deals on a Friday night. Usually you get the heavy deals on a Saturday or Sunday. So I wasn't going to bother. They also had a Masterpiece Star Saber that I really wanted, but that was much, much more expensive, like $175 or something. So I just kept walking around. They had things like, I think they had the DeLorean, they had the Batmobile, they had the van from Dumb and Dumber, the Shaggy van, they had that. What I hated about all these vehicles is you couldn't take pictures unless you paid the guy. Like, there were signs everywhere. It's like, don't take pictures without talking to us first. And I'm like, whatever. Eventually, I made my way to Artist Alley, and I was looking around, and I talked to a couple of the artists. I bought a couple prints from a guy. One was a Transformers-themed print that I'll show on the next transmissions we record. And then the other one was a Star Wars print with, like, the Death Star and then some X-Wings flying towards it that we're going to put in my kid's room. So I feel good about that. I thought that was a good purchase. And the guy was really awesome to talk to. He was a big Transformers fan. Unfortunately, he didn't know about BotCon. And I told him how BotCon was this weekend in Louisville. And he was so upset because he said he's from Lexington, Kentucky, which is like an hour and a half away. And if he had known, he would have been at BotCon instead of at Wizard World. But, you know, at least he's making money this weekend. So I thought Wizard World was fun. I'd probably do it again. Now that I know more of what it is, I'm not going to go in expecting to find toys. Like, I mean, Steel City Con was very much a toy show. This is very much comic, t-shirts, stuff like that. So now I know what to get into next year, or the next time they come around, I know what I'm going to get. Or I at least know what I'm in for. So, you know, with all of that said, I would encourage you to go to conventions if you've never been. Even if it's a small local convention. I mean, like DairyCon when I went last weekend, that was a very small convention, but it's a lot of fun. Actually, I ran into someone that was at DairyCon. Like one of the artists there. And I'm like, well, I was only there for a couple hours. Sorry, I didn't see you. So that was neat. But go to these conventions. It's fun to kind of be around people that are into the same things you're into. So, I mean, I think that's going to be it for this week. Since I am kind of on my own for a few days while my wife is on that trip, there's probably going to be another show within the next few days with the normal format. I have a ton of stuff to catch up on. I don't think I've talked about the Supergirl Flash crossover. We have the Rebels finale. I've started catching up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow. So lots of stuff to talk about. I haven't had a lot of time to record. So I'm going to try to take advantage of this extra time I have and get a lot of stuff recorded. So before I go, I wanted to thank everyone that has been using the Amazon link, yakoyaks.com/Amazon. This week, I've noticed one, I think, actually was my wife, bought a stroller bag. But the other one, someone bought TurboTax. So, thanks. I didn't realize Amazon sold TurboTax, but, it is that time of year. So, thanks a lot for using that, and you remember it doesn't cost you anything more, and it just kind of shows me that you appreciate what I'm doing, and it really helps. So thanks a lot, and remember to send feedback at yakoyaks.com. You can actually go to yakoyaks.com/019 for this episode, or you can contact me on Twitter at yakk0dotorg, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Yakko Yaks podcast. I'd love to hear what you thought about the show.
Please go to yakoyaks.com and leave a comment on this week's show.
If you prefer more real-time feedback, you can also find me on Twitter as yakk0dotorg.
If you'd like to help support the show, please go to my Amazon affiliate page at yakoyaks.com/Amazon. And also, please tell other people about the show.
music used in the podcast opening and closing is from bensound.com.